we're getting to the pointy end, Tassie, of the Suncorp Super Netball season.
Yeah, very excited. We actually thought she was going to be in Melbourne today, but her Instagram lied to us. It's Cara Conan. Hello.
Hello, guys. Great to be back.
Yeah, what's with your little Insta story saying you're in Melbourne when you're in fact on the coast?
Yeah, what's all that about?
Oh, well, that was actually from yesterday, so it was just a little quick overnighter Tuesday to Wednesday. I know, but now I'm back in town.
Wow.
We're locked in, though. We've got to be back on the coast. We're in training, ready to head down to Hobart, ready to kick some butt on the weekend.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's a must win this weekend against the Mavs. They're in fifth, you're in fourth. If they win, you'll be on the same points, right?
Yes, absolutely. So essentially we're approaching this game as if 8 points were up for grabs because they say where they are and we bump up that little bit extra. So, yeah, I think heading into these last three rounds, we're approaching everyone as a must win. So we want to be taking all of that momentum straight into finals.
And I've heard the best case scenario, or is it best case scenario, is if we can finish third place, we bring home a home final.
We do. It does depend on a few results to go our way as well. So at the moment, we're just looking at what we're able to control. And it's looking like we might be heading over to Perth. But, I mean, who wouldn't love an extra home game in front of a sunny coast, packed out crowd as a semi-final? That would be
bring
unreal.
It on.
You don't want to have to go all the way to Perth. Right.
No, we're going to put it out in the universe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what powers it be?
If Fever lose every one of their games and you win every one of yours, is that how you
honestly,
get into
Honestly, I'm not the maths brain. I don't know. I haven't crunched the numbers. You're putting me on the spot here. But I think that it's something like that.
Yeah.
It could get us with a look in. But, yeah, unsure, to be honest. I'll talk to the Brains Trust and see where we're at.
So
I'll get back to you.
What we need is the sunny coast then right now, everybody listening, manifest.
Yeah.
We need
get the crystals
a whole
out.
Region to manifest. Yeah, get your crystals out, do the little dance, whatever you need to do. We need to manifest no
lightning
fever
win.
Wins and every single lightning win. We can do that.
Exactly.
Is there any superstitions in the team like that? Are any of the girls into crystals or?
Oh, I don't think so. None that I've heard of. I know that there are a few religious things happening around meal times and game day food and things like that. Even potentially one sock before the other, one shoe before the other kind of thing, or even strapping of the ankles.
Yep.
Some girls will do left and right every single time in the same order. So, I think that there's a few around, but none that are so openly.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember Riley Batchelder telling me that she always has to finish her when she's warming up and she's chucking shots in.
Yeah.
Has to finish on a shot going in. If it misses, she has to keep going until she gets one in.
Yeah.
Are you the same with your shooting?
Yeah, I would say so. I think that that's
Are you saying that Cara misses? Is it
no, never.
In her training?
Never.
What?
Just
like
the ones from
a
under the
breeze.
Bodies, apparently.
You mentioned game day food. I've always wondered that. What do you eat before a game?
I think it's very personal preference, but and it obviously depends on the time of the game as well. I think the last three rounds that we have are all 7 p.m. games, so you have a whole day of just like nervous eating.
Yeah.
So you don't want to get so big that you're like rolling down the court, but you want to make sure that you're fueled enough to make sure that by 9 o'clock or whenever you come off the court, you still have enough energy to get through those last 15 minutes of the game. So personal preference, a lot of pastas.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of pastas, game day lunches. Sandwiches.
Large Zinger box.
Yeah. Double cheeseburger meal.
Yeah,
That's interesting because, I mean, I play at a very similar level to you guys, Tuesday nights at Fisherman's
Road.
Yes,
absolutely. Oh, tell me your secrets.
Well, that's the thing. My games are at 7 each night and I'm too scared to eat beforehand.
Oh,
I'm
Ellie,
like,
no
I
good.
I'm getting stitch or something.
No good. You need to be fueling for your games.
Okay. So a bit of pasta.
Yeah, a little bit of pasta. Not like you're not having spoonfuls right before warm up.
Yeah,
that's no good. You definitely will get a little bit of a tummy issue. But in prep, I reckon you definitely got to look at that.
Okay. Tassie, you can feed me during the show before my next game.
Oh, my gosh. They don't pay me enough for this show. So big game this weekend against the Mavericks. How are we going to go?
Absolutely. I think that we were leading the last game that we had against the Mavericks for a good 59 minutes of the game.
Yep.
And then there was a stepping call in the last few minutes and we lost the ball. Like, this is how clearly it's traumatized me. I remember it very clearly.
Good to see that you've let it go.
So, We've moved on. No, but I think that, similarly to the Giants game, I think that that was another one that we felt we were gypped of, and through our own doing, to a certain extent, I think that we could have put them away a lot earlier, and we'll be definitely looking to rectify that this time around. But yeah, as I said, it's do or die this weekend. Every game's a finals game for us now. So I mean, Mavs are also finding form and they're improving every single week. So it'll be a good one, and in front of a Hobart crowd.
Yeah.
Very chilly. Not sure what the stadium's going to be like, but I'm sure the Tassie fans will get around a bit of live netball on the weekend. So looking forward to that.
Absolutely. You and me both. Well, Kara Conan from the Sunshine Coast Lightning, thanks for coming in the studio. All the best this weekend.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Go get them, Kara.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.